This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Little bit late coming into the studio. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. I decided to treat myself to a cup of coffee, something I don't really do anymore because I just take Super Male Vitality. It gives me all the energy I need, but I just love the taste of a hot, hot cup of Joe, especially, just put a plug in, I didn't mean to, for the great southern Mexico high mountain organic volcanic soil that they grow these great Arabica beans in. Available in Wake Up America Coffee, and then idiots go, why are you selling coffee not grown in the United States? Because the good coffee's grown in Guatemala and Mexico. That's why. And because I support the farmers down there having jobs on their own land, not coming up here and becoming Democratic Party voters. So I try to put my money where my mouth is, and the Chiapas rebels have actually defeated the Mexican government for 15 years running. And even though they're leftist, they're at least pro-gun and have taken their areas back. So I am supporting because they got good coffee, and you can buy it at InfoWarsStore.com. But I didn't mean to do a plug. Let's go to Robert in Louisiana. You're on the air. I want to hear your story. Go ahead.
Alex, yes, sir. I own a small bar in Alexandria, Louisiana. I have a customer that bought a condo that was right around the corner. So me and another customer jumped in the car to leave. We were immediately pulled over by 7 police officers. We were pulled out the car, separated. He was given a DWI test. He passed. The car was ransacked 3 or 4 times. There was no drugs. After all this was gone, it's still separated. Female cop was called to the scene. Female cop comes, rubber gloves. Further violates the female customer. Still nothing. I said, this is kind of excessive. He looks to me and says, I'm 6'2". I am kind of aggressive sometimes, but he goes, so what are you going to tell us how to do our job? Or do you pay taxes? No, you don't pay taxes. I said, yes, I pay taxes. He goes, okay, you're just telling us how to do our job. I said, well, sir, it looks like you're really working hard. Search the guy again, bullying.
Sorry, but you can't cuss on there. I'm going to let you go. Yes, they've militarized the police. They've got them out there revenue generating. Criminal elements of the government and the big banks are on record. It's not disputable now. Shipping in the majority of the narcotics. I'm against the drug war. I'm against militarizing police. I'm against all of this. And we try to reform it. And I absolutely get that. The Constitution is being trampled by many police departments. Historically, I've noticed we've gotten a lot bigger changes when we take control of our counties, our cities through elections, when we support good cops, and when we expose bad cops. I wanted to hear where you were going, but you cussed. We had to let you go. Because then we delay you out, and then you could cuss again, and then it would go out, and then we get an FCC violation. So many shows are internet only. They don't understand this. We're on a whole bunch of AM and FM stations. We can't have cussing, folks. So if you want to be hung up on, go ahead and cuss. I'll let you go. But the police are going to get more aggressive with everybody because so many cops are getting shot. And long before there was this epidemic of cops getting shot, I told you I got pulled over when I was a senior in high school. About 5 o'clock in the afternoon, my mom said, go get me some frozen yogurt. I drove like 2 miles down the road, driving home. Probably going 5 miles over the speed limit. I turn on my street, my parents' street. He pulls in behind me. I had a weight belt sitting in the front of the seat. I'd been lifting weights. And he's like, all right, license registration. Starts cussing, puts the gun to my head. Talk about quick draw. I mean, But then he apologized, said it looked like a big knife or gun scabbard, and let me off the ticket. But the point is, he could have blown my head off. And it was because he was so jumpy. And I was white, he was white.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime. While other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Joins us. He just recently had surgery. He's battling cancer. We should all pray for him. I've received some criticism for having Larry Nichols on, even though I've been interviewing him for 20 years. I've been battling the Clintons and their corruption and putting up with their attacks and censorship ever since. I was physically attacked one time in a parking lot by organized hired thugs and told to back off the Clintons, back off Waco, back off the judge, because I was holding demonstrations and covering the fact that they'd been found not guilty of the general crimes of murder, but then found guilty of using guns in the commission of murder. How is it they were still being held in prison? And so for that, the media claimed I was a Davidian, even though I was just trying to get justice, and then they sent people to beat me up. So that's how authoritative the Clintons are, and that's how serious their intimidation is. But Larry Nichols was a fixer for him. He was a politico that worked for him, high level, along with other top names, early in the Clinton operation. If you don't know the story, his dad was dying of cancer. He just had a Saul of Tarsus moment on the road to Damascus when he just said, I can't end up being involved in Clinton murders and basically stuff he knew that was probably going on and drug dealing, cocaine drug dealing. And it's all come out from Mina, not just from him, but from Terry Reed and countless others, the narcotics being flown in there by the ton every few days. And so he lost basically everything he had when he was Clinton's big buddy because he said he wouldn't go along with it. He spearheaded the Clinton Chronicles Part 1 and 2, but a lot of people around those films ended up dying. So I see him as the prodigal son. He went out, he did bad things, and then he didn't turn around once he got in trouble and said, I want to be good. He turned around while he was rich and powerful and about to be inside the White House, riding that gravy train that so many other Clintonistas have ridden. I mean, the Clintons have ridden their fame to $500-plus million between the two of them conservatively and billions in their foundation. And we may be seeing the fall of Hillary Clinton right now because the heat is coming out so serious. It was Nichols months ago that said he believes it's Obama trying to shut her down so he can set up the new dynasty and be in control and line up his people. Because people are sick of the Clintons, even bad people are sick of them, because they have been running the show for a very, very long time. But I don't know what's worse, the Clintons or Obama. And it just shows, or Jeb Bush, it just shows how much trouble we're in. I know the Bushes are bad news, but I just can't imagine. I know this, the Bushes aren't as aggressive on the ground with activists and media. You've seen Obama arrest more reporters than anybody in the history. I mean, he's worse than Lincoln. And you've seen all the persecution of whistleblowers. That's the Clintons' hand with Obama. The Bushes don't do that as bad. I mean, I've lived under both regimes. And I'm not saying I want the Bushes in there. I want Rand Paul or I'd take a Donald Trump. I mean, anything but these dynasties. But Larry Nichols, you know, some people criticized me and they said, what are you doing having a guy that some people say was, you know, he's admittedly Dixie Mafia, high level, worked in weird special ops in Latin America, probably a hitman, on and on and on. What are you doing having Larry Nichols on your show? Well, he's a consummate Clinton insider, and he lost everything to tell the truth, and I've known him for 20 years. And everything he's talked about has basically come true. So there's credibility there. But even if I thought he was a bad guy, which I don't think he is, I think he's really reprieved himself and reproved himself to a great extent. He has courage. And, you know, there's a quote from Full Metal Jacket written by Stanley Kubrick where he says, where the Marine Corps sergeant, the drill sergeant says, Private Joker's silly and he's ignorant, but he's got guts and guts is enough. Well, you know what? Larry Nichols isn't silly and ignorant, and he's got guts on top of it. And he knows how dangerous what he's. He's been shot at. He's been attacked. I mean, they sent his thugs, Clinton's thugs, to break people's kneecaps. They even talked to Jennifer Flowers. I've interviewed the women Clinton would rape, all the people they've killed. And so that's why we sent the crew up to interview Larry Nichols. And it came out like something that looks better than Vice Television on HBO. I mean, Josh Owens and Jakari Jackson really did a great job interviewing him. Mr. Nichols did a great job, even though I know he's not in good health, giving us the time over a couple days to do the interview. And we're going to be premiering that somewhere here on the radio / TV show in the next few weeks. But I just think it's important that you hear from somebody who was right there in the middle of it. Now, before I go any further, I said, what do you want to cover first? He goes, I want to cover the MI6 spy found dead in a bag in a bathtub who had hacked the Clinton data. And that's the Daily Mail. One and Telegraph's also reporting it. It's not in U.S. News. Breitbart and a few others have carried it. What was it, 2.5 years ago, David Knight did a report on this when it first happened. And it's going to be in the fourth hour today. We're bringing the fourth hour back. That's going to be a roundup with our reporters and anchors and special guests. We're going to have Rob Dew hosting and being the main anchor. and then we're going to have a commentary, analysis, and news on this subject and others, Jakari Jackson and Joe Biggs. Tomorrow it's going to be Leanne McAdoo, and it's going to be Rob Dew again. And I think myself, I'll probably ride shotgun along with that as well. And when David Knight comes back, he'll be hosting that fourth hour probably two or three days a week with the guest anchors as well. But we're going to play that special report that Knight did a few years ago in context to this. But when you read the article, the local police get there and say he's clearly been murdered. And you can read the articles. When MI6 gets there, who he worked for, they say, no, it's normal to zip yourself up in a duffel bag from the inside out. Well, the only time I've seen something stupider, now an inquest has found there was foul play, was when people would get their arms, legs, and head cut off and be in a plastic bag at a trash dump. You don't cut your arms and legs and head off, and then it's like saying you can cut yourself up and put yourself in a bottle, like a ship in a bottle. It's just upside down, 2 + 2 = 100, total malarkey bull. But this is an illustration of him hacking in. We have the Clinton chef now dead. Nobody likes to kill people like the Clintons. Or, as Larry Nichols says, they don't do it. People around them get the job done. And that's how La Cosa Nostra would do it. I think it's time for our friends over there. I think it's time for him to go on a vacation. And then you know what happens. But the Clintons really enjoy killing. Clinton enjoys getting a woman in a cloakroom with people right outside and biting them like a pit bull, biting her lip till blood drips, and then raping them. I mean, these are a savage, demonic group of people. And I don't personally even hate them. It's just I know they hate us. They hate freedom. And this dovetails with this. And I want to go over other news with Larry Nichols and continue with phone calls with Mike in Oregon, another Mike in Oregon, Peter in Washington, Josh in Tennessee, Doug in Minnesota. They're on subjects all over the map. The White House trying to get this cop-killing spree going. What's behind that? Larry Nichols, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Hey, thank you, Alex. I didn't know you could do my voice. I didn't know I had a distinctive voice.
Well, I got a raspy voice, too, but nothing like yours. I'm sure I'll get like yours, though.
Well, let me say, Alex, it's I know you take heat for having me on. I know that. But, you know, heck, I don't know what else to do. You take pound for pound the things that I have said for the years you and I have known each other. And then tell me any other, you know, it's amazing. Things I tell you, they come true. It happens. Well, the Clintons come out with their side of it. The media jumps on their side of it, attacks me and you for being around me. And then theirs ends up being a lie. But after all these years, here's Hillary running for president again. And, you know, I'm still in that corner of people getting on to you for having me on.
Well, it's a very small minority of people. I mean, I wanted to talk about why I admire your courage and what you've done and explain that because I think it's an important point. We expect to get heat being in the kitchen, but it's actually very mild. I would expect more. I mean, people should really get – well, your last interview, you know, got hundreds of thousands of views on YouTube just as a gauge, millions here, and each derivative of it got hundreds of thousands. So over a million people on YouTube watched the last one. Let's cover this subject as we go to break, and I'll come back and try to shut up and give you the floor. You talked about maybe Obama might be the last president. Since then, he made a statement about running for a third term, wishing he could. Talk about that more.
Well, the thing that everybody had better watch – Obama knows what I know. There's only two people in this world that can stop him from his agenda, which is to dedicate and make himself king, using the FEMA provisional government. And, Alex, you've covered FEMA for years, so don't let anybody fool you. It's out there. They're waiting to do it. But Obama wants to be that person, and there's only two people that can stop him, Bill and Hillary Clinton, that have the power to match him. The key to this is watch Joe Biden. If Joe Biden gets in the race, then you can count on it with everything you got. Obama's planning to stay. And he's going to do what he's got to do to be able to stay there. Now, the question is, do you want Obama to be comes? You've got Hillary. She's waiting for her day. And if she can just get in this election, then she will make it collapse. Now, Alex, it's a question of whether we the people want to be an Islamic caliphate under Obama and lead him to global power as the leader of Islam worldwide, or do we want to become a communist country under Hillary, with Hillary appointing Bill Clinton, which I know she's going to do within 6 months.
I might choose the Muslim thing other than being a commie.
Huh?
I might choose the Muslim deal over being a communist.
Well, I'm telling you, Muslims cut your head off. Commies just put you in prison. It's 6-1 or another. But I will say this. Within 6 months, Hillary will appoint Bill ambassador to the U.N. And then because of what they've been doing in the U.N. with the Clinton Foundation, within 6 months of that, they plan on him being the Secretary General of the United Nations, or in other words, the leader of the U.N., Can you imagine they will have achieved what they told me about in 1986? They want to be the most powerful couple ever in the history of the world.
I skipped the network break. This is so cliffhanger and so key. Go back to those talks, because Clinton has now said, it was like a decade after you said it on my show, that he wants to be the leader of the UN with Hillary down the road being co-president, and then they bring in the world government. And then Obama, I didn't used to buy into this, but really he is trying to set up a caliphate. He is fighting right. The radical Islamicists. There is a takeover. He is doing it through Kenya. I mean, it's such double dealing. I guess they really are, like, on their own teams trying to get global domination. Talk about that more.
Well, that's the problem, Alex. We've got the best government money can buy. The problem is the people in America don't have money to buy it. But you now have two distinct people trying to get control of this nation. And it's all going to hinge on a thing called the FEMA Provisional Government Plan. Whoever is president when a crisis is declared nationally, when that day comes, whoever's president becomes king. Now, the way that works, so people will know, whoever's president takes total power. There is no vice president. Number two is the commander of the Joint Chiefs Staff. All congressmen, senators go back to their home states, and they become the government there. Now, what that does is the president, when that happens, becomes king, and the only person that can call the crisis over is the president, and as you know, nobody's going to do that. In 1986, the Clintons found out about this. And Bill and Hillary both came to me and said, we want to be there that day. Get us there. Well, we joked. Alice, can you imagine back in 1986, Bill Clinton and us, all of the guys that were on the kitchen cabinet, and him saying he wanted to be president? And we're going, oh, yeah, sure, of course. Well, we devised a plan to make him president, but we figured the womanizing and all that stuff would get him, so it was a joke. But we started looking at reality, if we ever got him there. If he couldn't cash in FEMA when he was president, then you had 4 out years, which were the years when his term ended, and then Hillary would run. Well, you know what happened? She got beat by Obama because she didn't follow our playbook. She's following it now. That's why I can tell you every second what Hillary's doing. I can tell you, don't worry about all of this email stuff, except all of a sudden, in comes Alec, the FBI. Now, remember, Obama just appoints a new head of the Justice Department, a new director, the attorney general. And all of a sudden, this attorney general sicks the FBI on these FBI files. Now, Alex, let's tell the truth about that, buddy. Number one, if they prosecute Hillary over the FBI or over the emails, it'll never happen. Because, you see, if they prosecute her over that, Alex, then she's going to say, well, then I've got to use these classified emails as my defense. Well, when she says that, then the federal judge is going to say, well, you can't use that stuff as your defense, and then therefore he's going to throw the case out. He has to throw the case out. The Clintons know this. But there's one thing laying right there. Obama's got Biden getting in that race. They're going to kick Hillary down and kick her down. And if they can get Biden in, Alex, it's over. It's over. It'll never happen. There won't be an election. Obama's going to have a riot. I think you see the intensity now over this Black Lives Matter.
That's what I wanted to raise. Working at the highest levels of this, even as the New York Times admitted, you're one of Clinton's top people. in there in the original planning. Obviously, I can see the angles of it, destabilization, all the problems, but the boldness of having Democratic Party operatives running, admittedly, all these kill-the-cop groups, they think they can get away with that. I guess they will.
They will get away with
it. So what's the point of it?
Well, the point is, this is a between the Clintons and the Obama. I don't say Obamas, I mean Obama. And where do we sit? Where do we, the people, sit in the middle of this? Well, we have got to stand up, Alex, and your program is part of it. We've got to stand up and declare we're not going to take it. And we can through states' rights, but we got to get to moving on it or it's over. But just sit back, folks, and know, I'm not here telling you about Obama. Look for yourself. Do you really believe that all of these Black Lives Matter things are really occurring just out of the blue? Do you not think it odd that Obama has not sent his Justice Department to shut this stuff down? Hey, Alex, you get out there and tell your audience, hey, let's go kill a cop. See how long you can move around.
I'm going to be arrested in about 2 hours.
You're in jail. Yeah. So you know that's out there. Well, then you got to ask why, folks. I'm not trying to get you to buy into a pig in the poke. I'm asking you, ask yourself why. Why is it when Obama was elected, we were told, oh, thank God, race is finally over. And he's done everything in his power and then some to make race a hotter issue now than the day the man came in. And if you don't believe he is working hard to get these riots activated, and when the riots get activated, Alex, here's the part people don't understand. When these black mobs start running wild and shooting wildly into the neighborhood, you know what people are doing in this country? They'll call up and say, please send the government and stop it, protect us. We will call for the federal government to come in and protect us.
We will call for the civil emergency.
We will. We'll be the ones asking for it because, you know what, we'll be scared. We'll be scared. Now, I'll tell you something else you might as well know, and y'all don't think I'm crazy, but get ready to grease the banana truck because I'm fixing to tell you. There's a reason Cuba, we normalize relations with Cuba. Alex, you know, you've talked to enough military people yourself, and you know Obama has gone through and selectively purged the military for anybody that would dare to not take his orders under a crisis condition in this country.
They're gearing up. They're getting everything lined up.
Well, watch this, folks. You see, Obama and his people, and I'm sure the generals have told them, when it comes to telling American soldiers to crack down on the people of America, they're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. It'll end pretty quick. So what has Obama done? He's gone to the one military force that I personally ran into in Nicaragua. He's got the Cuban military that will be brought in here under the auspices of augmenting our military to help keep us in line.
You know, I'd laugh at that, except I remember it was in the Washington Post after I saw it in restricted documents that were leaked about 14 years ago, right after 9/11, where they were saying in the Washington Post, we'll have Canadian and Mexican and other Latin American troops in America during a civil emergency. It predates Obama and the Clintons, and then it expanded to where they're now openly pushing this idea again, and so we know they have a plan for a multinational force once there's a civil war, but that does make a lot of sense, and the Pope's coming here to call for socialism and world government. I mean, everything's really moving fast now.
Everything is moving according to area of time, and as you get closer to an event, time compresses, and that's where we're at. But now remember, why Cuba? Why do we have to normalize relations with Cuba? Because that's the only place that has a standing army within 2 hours can put 200,000 troops on our ground. Europe can't do it. Russia can't do it. And by the way, you ain't doing real good getting along.
Well, that's what they do in Red Dawn is they dress Cubans up like Mexicans, fly them in on jumbo jets with the noses popping off. And you still, I'd say this is crazy, even though I knew the Soviets had a plan to do this. But the thing is, they're so crazy, Obama's now renaming mountains like a dictator. I mean, they're just getting us ready.
That was one of the things that we did under Clinton. Clinton would say, well, how am I going to hide this? I'll say, put it right under their nose. That's where nobody will find it. Put it right there. Nobody will believe it. When we say things, Alex, think about the things you have said. Think about the things I've said with you over the years. Remember when they were said that was crazy? That was even crazy. That was so far.
Well, I know they're thinking about martial law. That's admitted. I know the White House is trying to start a race war. I mean, who knows what's going to happen?
We're
next.
On the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
America, the United States has had it good so long. We've had our share of problems that we think we're immune and say it can't happen here. It is happening here. Europe has hundreds of thousands of people a month pouring into it. They're declaring civil emergencies in the Czech Republic, stopping all westbound trains. They're being called racist by Germany and England, saying, let everyone in. France foreign minister says, just take unlimited, pay for it, put people in your house. This is their political takeover. I'm not against the immigrants. They're just being used as the weapon. So the globalists are turning ISIS and Al-Qaeda loose to run around and murder everybody. And then they're on the news this weekend, the White House, like, and others. Yeah, we've got to start doing something about ISIS. They're with Iran. We're going to bomb Assad. Knowing the public doesn't understand that Iran and Obama are fighting ISIS. And I'm not saying Iran's good. But they're lying to you. I have the articles right here. In just 4 years, half of Syrian population of 22 million has been killed, displaced, or fled the country. 4 million refugees. Then it ties into this article. Russia to begin airstrikes against ISIS in Syria. Russian presence is there. They've sent hundreds of Russian pilots and aircraft to a forward operating base outside Damascus and are going to start now attacking ISIS. So we heard Russia was fleeing and leaving. That was all disinformation. And we're in the position of Russia fighting the most vicious Islamic extremists ever that our government's allied with, and they go on the news and act like Obama's fighting it. What I'm saying is, I studied Iran-Contra. I studied other corrupt events. Nothing was ever one-tenth of this. This is so gopher broke, so just huge. It's so flagrant. It's so reckless. It's so naked. It's so wild. Just like all these, it's admittedly George Soros White House run with people chanting approved stuff to kill cops. I mean, the White House knows it's going to cause innocent cops to be shot. I mean, I know they're villainous, but who wants to just randomly kill cops or anybody for that matter? Because they want to bring this country down, folks. They call us bitter clingers. It's on. And they want to get the police maneuvered into a position to try to come after our guns, which they're now calling for on MSNBC. You know, it is time to confiscate them. They say we don't want their guns. We played the clip yesterday. We do want them. Time to take them. I want all those reporters and all the social engineers to know something, all the bankers. You think you're going to be immune from all this and the citizens and the cops, we're all just going to kill each other because we're a bunch of idiots? You are the ones that are going to be held accountable. I'm going to talk to Larry Nichols about that and talk to Peter and then talk to Doug and then Joshua and then Mike and then Michael. And I'm going to go to all of you, so stay there. Larry Nichols is here with us. We went up and interviewed him for a couple days up there in Arkansas. It's very powerful, in-depth. That's going to be airing in the next 2 weeks. I don't know if I'll air it during the 27-hour broadcast, because that is a big audience, but almost not as big as if I just showcased it before then and put it on the nightly news or something. But it's going to be airing the next week or two. Before I go any further, we brought game-changing, over-the-top, important nutraceuticals to the table at extremely affordable prices that also help fund this operation. And we do deserve your support. We've gotten your support. But folks know, we're on a serious mission, to quote the Blues Brothers. We're not backing off. We're taking action. And we also bring great products to the table. And I want to thank you all for your support, for your patronage, whether it's OxyPower to flush out your guts or ProstaGuard for your prostate, or whether it's Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver. It's all super high quality, but one of the biggest game changers is true, organic, high quality, deep earth iodine that so many people have a deficiency in. It's not just your thyroid, it's other glands. Your whole body basically operates on this. And beyond even the B12 that works great and other things and super male, this is what I started taking first 3 years ago when we were developing it that is the game changer. And you will detox in 2 to 4 weeks, in my experience. Talk to your physician, because it'll push out a bunch of bad stuff out of your thyroid. So be ready. But it's at InfoWarsLife.com. Read the 5-star reviews. InfoWarsLife.com. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And you allow us to defeat the slings and arrows. You allow us to... I need to get some more reporters. I need to get 3 or 4 more. I need to get more writers. I need to hire about 10 people. And we don't have the money to do that right now. We have the money to go up on satellites and do things like that. We have the money bomb coming up. We need to raise money. And I just, we don't have time to wait. Just if you want to donate at InfoWars.com/money bomb, we usually start doing that a few weeks before and build it up to hopefully reach our goal. But it's very expensive to do news like this, very expensive to get the word out like this. But we're doing it thanks to your support with high-quality products, the old-fashioned free market way. So whether it's a mini cook stove or a shortwave radio or a Made in America Pro Gun shirt, or a Navy SEAL manufactured bottle opener that says 1776 on it, all the knickknacks, all the survival stuff, all the portable food, all the highest quality at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. I got the women's Molon Lambe shirts, all of it, InfoWarsStore.com or Made1776.com for the Made in America apparel line. Larry Nichols, we're going to keep getting you up every few weeks. We've got a special report coming up. I want to go to some calls. They'll be all over the map, but you can speak to it as a former Politico and a smart cookie. We're talking about the clear destabilization, the clear insanity, the clear fact of trying to get a race war going in this country. Do you think they're being successful? What do you think the next shoe to drop is? What else is on Larry Nichols' radar?
Oh, wow. Well, first off, yes, they're going to be successful. They're being very successful at it. And it's easy to do when you are in America today, like we were in Arkansas during my time with Bill Clinton. We control the press. So if you control the press, guess what, Alex? You control what people hear, how many times they hear it. And if you keep telling them a lie long enough, it becomes true.
So you can tell them that the North Pole's warm and sunny.
Guarantee it. Guarantee it, I've done it. Now, I would say to everybody about this program, folks, you better hear Alex when he's telling you, because I hope you understand. There's nothing to me with Alex. I'm not a part of his network or anything, but I'm going to tell you, we're on a short fuse. This thing is coming down right before our eyes. Now, I'll give you another little tip. You know, Alex, this whole thing with Iran, and I hear about all that's going on and what's actually in the agreement. Number one, folks, Congress at any time it wants can hold a session and they can vote and say, guess what? This isn't an agreement. This is a treaty. And therefore, the president has zero ability to affect a treaty without getting congressional approval. Number one. Number two, if you don't think we're being betrayed and if you don't think it's out in the open, every member of Congress knows that when they did the Corker treasonous bill, that what that did, it didn't stop Obama from his Iran agreement. Now, folks, hear me well on this. It didn't stop it. It shut off the only way there was to stop this agreement. If you come out and find out that Iran has been given the keys to Washington, D.C., there's nothing anybody can do thanks to the Corker bill, which is going to allow every member of Commerce to vote, quote, end of quote, against the agreement, right? So they're going to get their little snippet that they can use in their commercials and their little ads saying, well, I was against it. But they actually voted for the one thing that could have stopped it. You see, with the Corker bill, they fixed it to where our government can't stop Obama because they're going to vote. Everybody's going to get a chance to say, see, we were against it. I was against it. Don't be mad at me. But then Obama vetoed it. Had the Corker bill not been done, when the agreement finally came out, and if it does ever come out, it'll be over. He can't do anything about it. They could stop it, but now they can't stop it. They don't have enough votes to override his veto.
And what is the point of letting Iran get nuclear weapons? Because I'm not just here bashing Iran. I'm not an Islamophobe. But we know Pakistan's handed out nukes in the Middle East already. We know Saudi Arabia's got them. From my intel, Iran's had nukes for a while. It's not delivery systems.
They have.
What is all this really about?
It's about destabilizing the Middle East and allowing Obama, I know y'all going to think I'm crazy again, but look at his actions, not at his words, please. This is allowing Obama to introduce himself to the world of Islam as being the absolute leader. You see, for the first time, you're going to be able, the Islamic people in the Middle East are going to be able to say, hey, Obama, he's our guy. He has done what no other person of Islam has ever been able to do, and that is to conquer the great eagle from the West. Now, Alex, that's a big thing, buddy. That's a big thing. And then when people say to me, well, all this stuff you're talking about with Cuba, that can't be real. You're just making it up. And just like you said, Alex, this stuff that we're going through now is so much bigger than Contras and Iran. Hey, I was in Nicaragua. You're talking to a guy that was actually there. This is so big. This is taking America down a road that the bad guys could have only dreamed of back then. back then, if you'll remember, Alex, I was in the middle of trying to stop something called the domino theory, where communists would move up through Nicaragua, then it would take Honduras, then Mexico, and then here. They're already here. And we have no idea, Alex, how many of them are here.
Well, I'll tell you what, I knew something was going on. They always say communism doesn't exist as we adopt it. And then suddenly the last year, I'll be at a restaurant or I'll be just anywhere and communists show up in red flags and are running around calling for killing cops right in front of me. I mean, I've caught it on video and it's like suddenly they're coming out of their holes. They're suddenly activating.
Alex, the other day I hear from you and few other media that Farrakhan came out calling for 10,000 brave souls to go out and kill 100,000. Now, was he talking about 100,000 whites or was he talking about 100,000 cops? I don't know. But once again, guys, all I can ask is think about if Alex or I, either one, were to make loose comments like that, what would happen to us?
Plus, we don't want to make that comment.
I would never make it, and I know you would.
But if we did, we'd be arrested because it's a call to action.
I'm sorry?
Because it's a call to action.
It was. And, you know, I'm introducing a plan. I'm trying to get a plan, trying to get one state to pick it up. Alex, you and I will talk about it off air. But basically, it's a call for states' rights. If we don't have states' rights now, if some state, one state, does not stand up and declare, you know, the rights of a state to make its own laws, we're lost. Washington's gone.
Absolutely. It's all about branding states' rights as racist and getting us all fighting with each other so nobody can come together and fight to restore the republic from the globalist takeover. And then Louis Farrakhan one time plugged me like I was great when I told Piers Morgan 1776 what happened if they wanted the guns. It's almost like he's not controlled, but he wants a revolution or something. Because we have the clip, we just put it on screen, where he did say we need to rise up and start killing people. I mean, what is Farrakhan looking to do? I mean, this is crazy. Does he know what's going to happen in a race war? I mean, it's not going to be pretty.
Alex, that's the whole point to all of this. Obama, Farrakhan, Sharpton, all these people are talking. They know what they're doing, Alex. This whole thing evolves everybody getting together and causing the race war. Because why? Because that creates the national crisis that allows them to cash in FEMA. And when FEMA's done, they're all being told they'll have high positions of power, I'm sure. But they all better look at Obama's history. When that man has gotten where he's wanted to go, everybody that helped him get there, he threw under the bus. If you don't believe me, ask what's your name, the black lady with the TV show, whatever. I mean, he's thrown everybody under the bus that helped him get where he's going, and he will do the same. And for those people that say, well, Obama's not a Muslim, he says he's a Christian. Well, he also said, Obamacare, you could keep your own doctor. List the things that Obama has said.
Remember when he spoke in Cairo, and I'm not bashing Muslims themselves, but radical ones, the Muslims were in rapture when he first got up. They said he speaks better than an imam, the Arabic, and, yeah.
I mean, look, I have nothing to be afraid of. I'm telling you, just look at Obama's actions, and then when he says something, you better do like we used to do with Clinton. Remember that, Alex? We used to say whatever Clinton said, figure out what the exact opposite is, and you'll know what he's talking about. Well, now with Obama, know this. When he says whatever he says, it's not true. So he can tell me all day long that he's this great Christian. But in fact and indeed, his actions show me that we have a Muslim, fundamentalist Muslim in charge of our country right now. And he's leading from within our country for these riots, which literally take us to the ebb where we collapse.
Well, let me tell you, the globalists may have been biting on more than they can chew because the military knows that they're being targeted. The police now know they're being targeted, and I told them this would come. I guess the elite just can't help it, though. They're going for broke.
They can't. They know what they're doing. And I tell you, it was November 2008 when this all ended for us. You see, when they did the big thing with the bailout, and millions of Americans called their congressmen and senators, I mean millions, shut down the phones. I mean, shut down the phones.
It was like 90% unpopular in polls.
Right. And then 6 weeks later, after all of those congressmen and senators voted for it, we elected them all right back in. That was the day it ended. That was the day when they knew in Washington they didn't have to worry about it.
And so they did Obamacare and all the other screw jobs. And folks, if you think this screw job we've been given is bad, they are really getting out the big jackhammers now. I mean,
oh, you bet. I mean, they're coming after us now, and they believe, Alex, there's nothing we can do. But that's where you are in trouble. That's where you're in trouble. That's where I'm in trouble. There are a handful of people, Alex, that are not afraid, or at least don't have enough sense to be afraid. We're trying to tell the truth. And I know, guys, y'all don't have any idea out there listening to me. You have no idea what it feels like to tell the truth about something and then have every person in the government, every single person in the government say you're crazy. And then your friends, your family, everybody hears that you're some nutbag out here. Well, let me tell you, that's a hot seat to sit in, not to mention going to bed at night and wondering, if I hear a noise outside, will I hear it in time to stop somebody coming in to pop me? And see, with all the racial problems, with all the people being killed now, right, Alex, with all this quote-unquote violence and this stuff going on.
That gives it cover.
It gives it cover. Anything happens to me or you, they say, hey, they got, you know, they got caught up in all this racial trouble.
Stay there. We're going to come back and take calls. Larry Nichols, fourth hour, too.
Many experts are predicting that food prices will surge this year due to the severe drought in California. 30dayfoodsupply.com has pre-purchased a large supply of ingredients, so we can continue to sell our 30-day food supply for only $99, and there's no limit to the number of boxes you can purchase. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184. 800-700-2184 for 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at infidelbodyarmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
We're going to do 5 minutes of Overdrive with yours truly, Alex Jones, Larry Nichols. Then we're doing the whole fourth hour with Rob Dew and others on this subject and a bunch of other subjects. Special reports, a power-packed fourth hour. Some stations carry it. We're bringing it back every day live starting now. If your station doesn't carry it, call them or respectfully ask them to pick up the fourth hour if they can. And please support our affiliates by spreading the word and supporting their sponsors. I was just about to go to Peter in Washington. He'd been holding for an hour. I apologize. He just hung up. So we're going to go to Joshua and Doug and Mike and Michael and a few others in this little segment the next. But I'd forgotten that back on what, June 23rd, I think was the date. We'll put it on screen. It was reported on in August that Louis Farrakhan came out and talked about going out and stalking and killing people. Stalk them and kill them, Farrakhan says, calling 10,000 volunteers to kill whites. And then you notice the new Black Panther Party said yesterday, we're going to stalk you in the dark and kill you. And I don't get how cops can follow orders to fire tear gas at peaceful reporters and act like they hate us. And then people walk around saying, I'm going to kill you. I mean, if somebody was walking around in front of me saying, I'm going to kill you, I'd go, I mean, it's just crazy. And it's exactly what Larry Nichols was just saying. This is authorized. So I don't know what's going on with Louis Farrakhan. I mean, some of what he says I like, some of it I don't. But, I mean, this is reckless and dangerous. I mean, this is Charlie Manson stuff, telling his group, go out and kill people. Plus, black people are 12% of the population, 13. Most of them aren't horrible murdering killers. Let's say 2% of black males, or 2% of the black population, half of which is male, let's say a third of the black males, is about 2, 3%, go out and start a shooting war, they're going to be destroyed. But I guess that's what the globalists want. They already aborted half the blacks. Man, this is mind control, folks. This is evil. And either Farrakhan's gone crazy, or he's working for the New World Order. Because, you know, this is just crazy. Let's go to this clip.
So if the federal government will not intercede in our affairs, then we must rise up and kill those who kill us. Stop them and kill them and let them feel the pain of death that we are feeling.
I'm not going to even play it again. I got to go to phone calls, but I've not forgotten about that. It's just, this is these people are going out and killing cops and other people and beating up white people in neighborhoods for no reason because Louis Farrakhan said this. And Louis Farrakhan is putting the same stuff out as the White House and George Soros. And Farrakhan looks completely crazy there, like he's Farrakhan, when I talked about 1776, they take the guns, he loved it. So I think Farrakhan actually wants to have a big war. And when I said 1776, I meant if you come for the guns, like Lexington and Concord is going to start, not go out and stalk people and kill them. What do you make of this, Larry Nichols? And then we're going to these callers.
Well, number one, they are. I mean, this is not accidental, Alex. If it were accidental, if they didn't want it, don't you know they can make one phone call, have the federal government go arrest him, shut him down, and nobody would make these kind of comments ever
again? Folks would say that his followers, the millions, would riot, but that's not true. The globalists know how to kill him with a microwave gun across the street. They'll cook him in his bedroom if they want.
If they wanted him shut up, I assure you, not much on this earth I know, but he would be shut up. So if somebody is not being shut up, then you and I can only realize that they want it out. And look, I know it doesn't sound right, and I know there are millions and millions of black people who have this kind of attitude, nor would they endorse or even want this kind of attitude, but you better wake up. Now, guys, I'm telling you, this thing's coming. It's
now, hold on, your mic's breaking up. Your Skype's breaking up. Larry Nichols, I got to get these calls. I tell you, I started looking at this, and, man, I told you I had a bad feeling 6 months ago, and now it's getting worse. I mean, now we know what it is. War with Russia, race wars, collapsing economies. Welcome to the New World Order.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.